Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
All right. What is going on, faithful? We got some action, which is great. The 49ers have just traded for Osi Odigiuza, which I'm going to mess up his name probably 100 times. Very frustrating. But the 49ers gave up a third round pick for defensive tackle Osa Odigiuza. I'm sure I'm going to, and I apologize for, you know, not getting that right. But I'm a little struck on this. One, you trade with the Cowboys. All right, that is what it is. You had to have a pass-rushing defensive tackle. I do think this is a bit of an overpay. But the 49ers exhausted all options. And, you know, this free agency class, there's a lot of depth at a lot of positions that you can get some value on. Defensive tackle wasn't one. Really, really wasn't. And you saw the Jonathan Franklin Myers get paid insane amount of money for, you know, seven sacks a season with kind of, you know, what he did. Like, that was crazy. And the 49ers were in on that. They were trying to throw their hat in the ring to get that. There's been no rumors on edge players. Like, none of that stuff. Like, Niners haven't even been that interested in that portion of kind of what's going on. But I think that it's very telling, man, this strong edge, you know, draft class, there's a strong edge free agency class. And then on top of that, like you look at the 49ers and it's like, man, you're getting back Mikal Williams. You're getting back Nick Bosa. There's a lot of players that you can kind of go sign that are available at those positions. I don't know. I think it's interesting to say, and again, I'm going to say this again. Like, I do think that this is a bit of an overpay. Now, let's go over what OC brings to the table, because, I mean, he's awesome. Like, he's a good player. 27 years old, already in his second contract, and we'll get into a lot more of the contract stuff and kind of what that looks like. But, I mean, shoot, he was a third-round pick back in 2021. And so I'll have to pull up my draft write-up on him and we'll share that. But you're talking about a guy that has 17 career sacks. He's a pass rusher. And he has started and played. He's missed one game his entire five-year career. He's missed one. So you're talking about addressing a need. You're getting somebody that's been healthy. You're getting somebody that plays a lot of football, and you're getting somebody at a weakness that you just don't really have, you know, set in stone. You really, really don't. Because, yeah, you love what you have in Alfred Collins, but he ain't a pass rusher. C.J. West maybe a little bit more, but now you're talking about, man, you have a formidable group of defensive tackles. You have three that you could put out there and just place a ball, man, between – you didn't keep Kalia Davis, which he was just too inconsistent. Yeah, Silent, this is awesome. He says, finally, no more third-round picks. Yeah, but you did get Fred Warner, and you did get Upton Stout in the third round. That has all been misses. But I think that this is a little bit of an overpay. But to get a 27-year-old defensive tackle that is a pass rusher, you know, you just go through his years. He got two sacks the first year, four sacks second year, three sacks third year, four and a half, then three and a half. But here is my thing. Whenever I was going through defensive tackles today, you know, Jonathan Allen got released, and, you know, I was looking at, obviously not Hargrave, he got released as well, and just trying to track, like, okay, what are these guys doing well? And whenever I pulled up Osa and his stats, the thing that stood out to me the most was quarterback hits. Now, the sack numbers aren't great. The pressures and the quarterback hits are freaking insane. 20 quarterback hits, that's really damn good. And here, I'm going to jump over. I probably shouldn't do this because I'm not going to be able to get back to that page. But I want to look at just the 49ers defense this year. And you look at, like, the quarterback hits. You didn't have one player in double digits. Oh, nope. Bryce Huff had 11. Bryce Huff had 11 quarterback hits. Osa had 20 last year. So, like, the impact that he brings is absolutely huge. And it's not like the previous year he had 14, the previous year he had 10. So, like, that is, he's kind of blossoming. He's 27 years old. He's 27 years old. So, you're getting a player in his prime with some gravy on his contract. He signed for 3 years. So, you have him signed 2026, 2027, 2028. Now, one of the things that is interesting is a lot of that is flexible. So we'll have to see when the final numbers come out. And, you know, I'm constantly, you know, going around and, you know, making sure to see what else is out there, because you don't know what's going to happen with the financials. But there is no year on his deal. Here's his current cap hits. $16.7 million this year. That's dead money. So I'm curious how much of the Cowboys are going to keep that. And with the third round pick, part of me says the Cowboys are going to keep a considerable amount. Next year's cap hits $20.5 million with no guaranteed money. And then in 2028, $20.5 million and no guaranteed money. So it's not so much like it's a one-year rental, because you have kind of the cap control with him having those two extra years on there. And so you can finesse and finagle this deal. If it's a fit, man, you just sign him to an extension, give him some more guaranteed money, figure that out, because dude's 27. He'll be 28 this year. He signed through his year 30 season. You've got a one-year tryout, and if it doesn't work, yeah, you're out of a third-round pick, which hurts, but you're not in any cap situation. Now, maybe the 49ers choose to go through and restructure this contract right away. I think that would be a mistake. Again, I would not want them to do that. But if you're just joining us, the 49ers have exchanged third-round pick number 92 overall. That's a steep price for OC. I'm going through the pronunciation guide. We're going to do this right. OC Odighizuwa. I think I got it right. Hashtag Texas. We did it right. And we traded from him. From Texas. But yeah, OC Odighizuwa. There we go. Yeah, Jonathan still misses Hargrave. Never once ever in my life. I hated it the whole time, but that's okay. So you're getting a 6'2". Let me pull up his mock draftable and just kind of how he tested. Out of UCLA, from Ohio, went to UCLA, was with the Cowboys. And man, he's a weird specimen. I'm not saying that like in a negative way, but this was a player that was designed just to rush the passer. Here is his workout spider graph over on mockdraftable.com. And you can see no height. He's one of the shortest, 3% of defensive tackles in the NFL. He's not super fast, like burst-wise, 12% in his 10-yard burst. Huge hands, long arms, huge wingspan, and he's tall. Now, the lower body explosiveness is there in the broad jump, so he's got power in the hips and thighs and all those things. Change of direction's not there. He's 7th percentile three cone. They don't even do three cone anymore. The bench press is there. Like, and you look at these names that are comps. Jared Ledbetter, Trey Flowers, he was a stud. Charles Grant, like, none of these guys. Calvin Pace a little bit. Tully Bantakane for sure, but he was a DN. Like, these are defensive, you know, ends. This OC, and again, we'll go back and look at where he lined up and all that stuff. He's a hybrid defensive tackle end. Omar Norman Lott. You're talking LJ Collier, Shamar Turner from last year, Michael Hall, Michael Bennett, Moro Ojomo. That, again, those are a little bit better names, but you look at the athletic profile that Osa brings. It's unique. I don't know what else to say. Like, he's just under 6'2". He's not even full 6'2", 280 pounds, long ass arms, 84 inch. That's the same wingspan that LeBron James has. So you're talking a 6'1 dude with the same wingspan as LeBron. Like Trent Baalke would love this, right? 34 1/8 inch arms. Dude should have played offensive tackle. But yeah, he's just interesting, weird player. I don't know what else. Like, I'm not trying to be like rude or anything along those lines. He's just a unique individual. Very, very unique. Now, you look at where Osa lined up last year. Let's go into our detailed snaps, kind of where he lines up. So defensive tackle, he played about 700 snaps. We're going to round down on this. And he did, you know, helped out on field goal block and all that stuff with those long arms. I think that's a good idea. But you're talking about 300, 400 of his snaps, 400 of his 700 snaps were from a defensive tackle spot. That's a 3 or a 2 technique, right? Nose tackle, another 10, 11. Not a big deal, but right end and left end. That's that 4-eye, 5 head up. You want to do some NASCAR packages, do some weird stuff like that. You're going against 13 personnel. You could put them as a defensive end. You could do some of that. He's got about 200 snaps there. So predominantly definitely going to be a defensive interior guy. That's kind of what he is, but he's a pass rusher. He's a starter. And I think Alfred Collins and O.C. Odigi. Oh man, I got to pull up the pronunciation guide again. Odigizua. There we go. I'm going to get it. Odigizua. Those should be your starters. And then you rotate in C.J. West. And if C.J. West blossoms, then he would overtake Alfred Collins, and Alfred Collins would be your run stuffer who would start sometimes if you're playing against a heavy run team, especially inside, all those kind of things. But you've got three guys, and however you want to use them, I know we always get wrapped up in starter and what that is and whatever else. That's not really what's important. What is important is you've got three playmakers at the defensive tackle spot, and you've got three playmakers at the defensive end spot. Nick Bosa, Mikael Williams, you just did, right of first refusal on Sam O. Those are your three. You've got 3 and 3. That's not enough. You need 5 and 5 minimum, but you're 3 and 3. Now you're down to 6 draft picks. Again, did the 49ers get better today? Yes. You got another starter. Remember, last year during free agency, 0 starters. Signed, traded for, 0 starters added, offense or defense last year. This year, you've already got Mike Evans, and now you got Osa Odigizua. I just got to say it slow, right? Otherwise, I'm just not going to get it. But did the 49ers get better today? Yes, they did. Yes, they did. Was it a major weakness? Yes, it was. We've been saying wide receiver, probably still one of the bigger weaknesses because you got your 3, no depth behind that. But now you've got your 2 young bucks, C.J. West, Alfred Collins, and Osa. You've got a steady 3-man rotation. I think you still have to add more, and maybe Sebastian Valdez steps up. Maybe Evan Anderson steps up right there. Those are your guys, but you know, you're kind of hoping with what you're getting out of those guys, right? But you bring in a guy that's, man, he bona fide. There's no doubt about that. And again, listen to the games played. Rookie year, 16. After that, 1, 2, 3, 4 consecutive years, 17 games played. O.C. Odigizua. Like, that's awesome. 5, and I want to know, man, when did the NFL go to 17 games? Because they might not. That might not be on him. Yeah, 2021. The NFL officially expanded to 17 regular season games 2021 on March 2021. So, yeah, I think that he missed one game. I think that that is appropriate because 2021 season, his first year, that was 17 games. He missed one. That was it. The regular season is wrapped, and the NBA playoffs are finally here. There's no better way to cash in on the high-flying hoops action than Prize Picks, a preferred partner of the NBA. Every bucket, every dime, every win means more when you're playing Prize Picks. So don't pass up your next shot with Prize Picks and get $50 instantly in lineups when you play your first $5. And they have Do It Live 2026 NBA Final Sweepstakes, where you pick live squares during NBA playoffs and you could win a trip for two to the NBA Finals. To enter, you make a $5 lineup with at least one live NBA player pick. During any of the 2026 NBA playoffs, live player picks are picks made after the game is already in progress. And if you've never played Prize Picks before, you just pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections. It's that easy. You get them right, you win. It's one of the easiest apps to use. So download the Prize Picks app today. Use code 49ers to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code 49ers. To get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, a preferred partner of the NBA. You might have heard the phrase, dirty hands, clean money. It's a blue-collar saying that has been around forever. The idea that hard, honest work is how you earn a good life and everything in it. Troll Co., it's a clothing brand built around that. Started by two guys out in the oil patch who worked hard their whole lives and could not find anything that represented people like them. So they made it. Workwear, tees, hoodies, hats. And here is what I keep thinking about. The faithful rep red and gold with real conviction. Not because it's easy, but because it means something. We are the best fan base in sports. That is the exact same energy Troll Co. runs on. You wear it because of what it stands for. And I was raised from blue collar work. My father ran a construction crew his entire life. My oldest son works in the oil fields in Texas. My youngest son, he's going to become a firefighter. Like, this is who we are. And so when you think about what you sacrifice most, people don't see. But you go to trollco.com/rush. That's trollco.com/rush and use code RUSH25 for 25% off your first order. Go check them out. Amazing company, amazing people, amazing product. Wonderful thing to support. Again, that's trollco.com/rush and use code RUSH25 for 25% off your first order. So you're talking about somebody that's just super, 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 super healthy, and he's always out there, and I think that that is huge. I think it's a very, very big deal. Now, let me see if I can pull up. I'm not going to find it. It's going to take me more time to go through all my draft stuff to find up my rookie write-up of him. But, man, I don't know. I want to see what you guys feel and what you guys think about this trade. Did you get better? Yes. Did you give up a premium pick? I would say also yes. So kind of grade this. And, you know, I'm big on the grades. A third round pick is a lot. It's a lot to also pay a player about $20 million a year for 3 years. You got a better player. There's no doubt the roster is better now. Man. I'm kind of stuck. I understand, like, if I put out an opinion that isn't this is the greatest trade of all time, people are not going to be happy with that. That's not really my job or my concern. I'm trying to be as honest as I can. I like the trade. The third round pick, they better have taken some salary to kind of offset that. That would be beneficial. So if Dallas ate some of that cap, which I'm not sure they can because they're in worse cap trouble than the 49ers are, that's kind of huge there for sure. But man, the 49ers go out and get a pass rusher. Shout out to Akash. Yeah, he's one of the best on Twitter. He's so good at that. Really cool dude. He says, you know, Osa was number 11 in defensive pressures and number 7 in pass rush win rate among all interior defensive players last year. That is huge. And so Rob Lauder, shout out to Rob. You know, he's putting some stuff up there. Nick Wagner. We're so spoiled with the amount of content that's out there. Everybody go check out the Striking Gold podcast. I think that that's a big deal. But, like, if you want to fall in love with this player, quarterback hits. He hits the quarterback. I wonder, let me pull up the defensive tackles. I'm going to go by position here. We're going to go to defense, and we're going to check out these defensive grades, pass rush grades for defensive interior players from last year. This is all defensive interior players, and I want to see, because there can't be that many defensive tackles that hit the quarterback 20 times. Like, that is Oh, crazy amount. Yeah, he was second. There you go. Zach Allen, who was an all-pro whatever player, and this counts, you know, playoffs as well, too, which Cowboys never make the playoffs. But, yeah, Osa was second. He was ahead of Chris Jones. He was ahead of Leonard Williams. He was ahead of DeForest Buckner. He's ahead of Barmore, Jeffrey Simmons, John Franklin Myers. He doubled. John Franklin Myers had 9 quarterback hits. Osa had 20. Now, are we picking and choosing on what is important and what is not? Maybe a little bit. Maybe a little bit. But, Logan right here. Cowboys Twitter was talking trash like we got. Don't argue with uneducated people. Again, that ain't going to help. That ain't going to help. But you talk about, like, you know, we didn't trade for Mike Evans, but the Bucs fans are pissed. You bring over, you know, and you go get the offensive lineman Vedarian Lowe. Pats fans were upset about that. Not as high dynamic a player by any stretch, but the Cowboys should be happy with this because they got a third rounder and they traded for Quinnen Williams and all that stuff. So, and they have Kenny Clark. Like, they kind of developed a plethora of defensive tackles. That's why it's like, man, I get the third round pick. I'm not saying he's not worth it. That's just a little bit more than I thought the 49ers would pay. But if this dude could replicate what he has done the next three seasons, then it's an underpay, right? So are you paying the price at what he's done and you expect him just to replicate that? He's 27. He's in the prime. Why wouldn't he be? If you get what he did the last 3 years, the third round pick, you underpaid. Now you factor in the salary, and if he takes a step back, then not a underpay anymore, right? So that's kind of, you can see where they are. But I'll go back to this. The 49ers got better. There are no doubt about that. Again, this dude had the second most quarterback hits of any defensive tackle in the NFL. There's 64 starting defensive tackles. This dude was second. Second. Now you look at the pass rush win rate. Yeah, you're pretty freaking high on there too, man. Golly, dude. You're getting somebody. Now, I am curious. I'm going to go back. Let's just see what his grades are. Run defense grades, not terrible. 58.9. He only had one missed tackle. What? This dude had one missed tackle all last year? Played 700 snaps? Had one missed tackle? That's that wingspan, right? So you're getting a short tackler. He had 17 solo run stops, one missed tackle. Really? Dude, that's freaking badass. He only missed one. That's like one series of Jair Brown football, right? Like, I shouldn't have said that. Anyway, 52 pressures last year. The sack's a little bit of an issue. But you go back to 2024, the dude had plenty of sacks. That was kind of, he had 4.5 sacks, was all over the place, 23 quarterback hits. If you go over to PFF or Pro Football Reference, you're getting a freaking player, man. You're getting a player. And now you have depth at the defensive line position. You knew the 49ers were going to invest big in the defensive tackle room. We've been saying it. Me, Wayne, Ant, everybody's talking. This is a big deal. It's not the best defensive tackle draft class. It's not the best defensive tackle free agency class. So that means you got to go pay. And that's what the 49ers did. They went and ponied up. We'll have to see how the contract stuff and how all that works out. But I'm going to go back to this consistently. The 49ers got better. The 49ers got better. And that's freaking exciting. I love that. And so, you know, over on the 49ersrush.com and our Patreon, film breakdown. As soon as this is over, I'm going to process this, put out the audio, and then we'll jump over. And yeah, I'll have that up for all our paid subscriber. You can go sign up. Freaking 7-day free trial. Check it out. Mike Garofolo just said, here we go. Jane Slater, the kick in the pants for Osa here is the Commanders offered far more money last year, but Osa wanted to stay in Dallas and took significantly less to do that. He also built a new house. But whenever you sign, That team holds the rights. Yeah, that's huge. So maybe he's one of those guys that's going to try to fight for a new contract. He has guaranteed money this year. No guaranteed money on the last 2 years of his deal. Man, so that's a big one. That's a big one. He fought to stay there. That's huge. That's huge. But no longer really need defensive tackle because now you have three young ones. You know, second-year deal for Alfred Collins, second-year deal for C.J. West, 27, Osa. Man, you've got three guys, and you've got some back end with Evan Anderson, Sebastian Valdez. Like, you could bring that along. I would not be shocked if they use one of their draft picks. They only have six now. That's kind of the thing. Six draft picks. Now you're under the average. The good news is you got all these fourth rounders, but man, you're picking 27th overall, first round, 58th overall, second round. You don't pick again for 70 draft picks. That second round all the way to the like almost end of the fourth round. And then you've got four straight picks, you know, right in a row. And then when the fourth round's over, like, you don't have a third round pick, you don't have a fifth round pick, you don't have a sixth round pick, you don't have a seventh round pick. This draft's going to be weird because there's going to be a lot of downtime. And people are, you know, keep emailing me and asking, man, 49ers probably going to trade around and try to get some more picks. John Lynch has been adamant the past several years. We kind of don't really like jumping around. We like staying where we're at and taking somebody that we value at that. So maybe that changes because you don't have a third, you don't have a fifth, sixth, seventh round pick, and you want to try to find value in some of those things. But man, like maybe they just stay there in the fourth round and take four players. You only got six. And first and second rounders, those are contributors, which means unless you address more in free agency, which your cap just got slashed, cut in half. You don't have much cap room anymore, depending on how much the Cowboys are going to kind of swallow in this trade or not. But we weren't expecting the 49ers to go out there and get a $20 million a year type free agent that would go against the cap. So maybe you redo a deal with Osa and you sign him to a 5-year whatever. He's young enough that you could do that. I hope they don't. I hope they see what they have first before they go pay. I don't like it when teams trade for players in current contracts and then extend right away. I understand why they do it, but it's kind of like, man, let's wait and see a little bit. Let's let them play. Let's make sure it's a fit. And then from there, if that's the case, all right, he's 27, going to be 28. Figure that out. Get him some more guaranteed money. That helps your cap structure out a little bit. But so now, again, you've got a first and second round pick. You're hoping one of these fourth rounders pans out, but you can't project a fourth rounder to start. You just can't do that. You might get lucky, but that's not a projection. So in the current state, you're adding two starters. That's it. Places that you need starters, linebacker, Renardo Green, all right, cool, you're keeping him. Safety, left guard, like those are musts. Those are musts. How are you going to? So you got to sign somebody. Otherwise, is Brett Toth going to be out there starting left guard? Nobody wants that. You going to start D Winters at linebacker? You starting Jair Brown again? Now, in today's salary cap NFL, yeah, you're never going to have this complete, you know, star-studded, top to bottom, no weaknesses, whatever. You could thank the 94 49ers for that. But, like, you know, that's not – you're not going to do that. But this is kind of, like, where things are. And so the 49ers got better today. And who knows? You know, if you're just looking at the draft pick, was that third rounder going to be as good as Osa? I don't know. Osa was a third rounder. That's what he was. That's what he was. Now him at 27, 28 is going to be better than he was a rookie. I get that, but man, yeah, we'll have to wait and see how this plays out. But the 49ers got better today. I do think it was a little bit of an overpay. I can see people on Twitter are very upset by my sharing my opinion. And I know the cardinal sin is to never, you know, talk down a little bit or even, you know, even minuscule amount on something like this that just, you know, process, but I don't know. We'll have to see how it pans out. If this dude stays healthy and replicates what he's done, Hell yeah. Like, totally got that. But, that's huge. That's huge. Let's see here. Jonathan Jones, he tweeted this out. And this is an insider for CBS. Ooh, I don't like that. The Cowboys signed him to a 4-year, $80 million contract last year. And that's kind of one of the reasons why they felt like they could trade for him. We'll have to see how that pays. Oh, here we go. Jason, over the cap. This is what I was waiting for. Over the cap's incredible. Cowboys take on $16 million in dead money. That is huge. They opened up $4.75 million in cap room. So if that's the case, 49ers are getting a freaking discount this year. And I think it's probably going to be treated like a one-year trial because there's no guaranteed money on the next two years. So, man, not going to hurt the 49ers cap situation. Now the third makes sense. Because now it's not hurting you both ways. I hate whenever you trade a premium for a player, and this is Baltimore Ravens had to enter the chat. You trade premium picks for a player, then you got to pay premium price as well. Don't have to do that with Osa. The Cowboys are taking $16 million of this cap hit. Dude, that's huge. So now Osa's going to be basically, ain't going to cost you shit this year, cap-wise. He cost you a third-round pick. But sometimes whenever you do these player trades when they're on their second or third contract, sometimes you just get that little sweet spot where the opposing team takes, you know, the lump of it, which is crazy because the Cowboys, they are up against it cap-wise, no doubt about it. I love this trade so much more now. I absolutely do. So not costing you cap-wise. You have contractual kind of hold over the player for the next couple of years. So if it goes great, you can extend them. I wouldn't be shocked if the Niners do a deal. But I hope that they don't. I really, really hope that they don't. James, appreciate you, man. Thank you for the super chat. A+. I'll take a proven starter over a third round lottery ticket all day long. Let's go. And it's not a 1-year rental, even though the cap structure could be that. But man, I'm pumped. I am pumped on this right now. I just think that is huge. Such a big deal. Now. Yeah, anyway, there's always going to be dissenting opinions, on this. Twitter is just so funny, man. You gotta love it. But yeah, the 49ers go get a consistent pass rusher. So your biggest weakness on the entire team, pass rush. But then you got to look at it holistically. You're getting back Nick Bosa. You're getting back Mikael Williams. Now you're adding in Osa. That's three way better guys. Still got the draft, still got a first rounder, still got a second rounder. Now those mock drafts are going to get weird because you got to get defensive end at some point. It's a pretty heavy, like that first and second round pick. I feel like it's going to be a defensive end and a wide receiver, but then you've got offensive tackle. Like, only so many options. Yeah. You need more premium picks. I don't know how to do it, but you get that right there. You get that. Now, Spotrac is saying the other way. Dallas takes on $16 million dead cap, clearing $4.7 million. But the 49ers are acquiring the rest of the contract. Yeah, that's about what I thought. So, man, fun times. I love it. It's been kind of a lackluster free agency after Mike Evans' deal. Pretty much crickets nonstop since then. But, you know, you've got a lot of moves that the 49ers made today. You didn't put out qualifying offers on a lot of players that you're just kind of letting go. But, you know, Jake Tonjes, you didn't put out a qualifying offer. You went and signed him to a 2-year extension. Now, maybe Kyle Shanahan can use him, actually let him, George Kittle, play at the same time on the field. He's never done that. That would be awesome. Sam O got a right of first refusal for $3.5 million. So another team could offer him a contract. 49ers could say, okay, we'll take that. Or they'll say no, and then Sam O goes, which would be horrible, and you get no compensation. That's why I don't like those right of first refusals. But if the 49ers get to keep Sam O on a $3.5 million deal, that's huge. And then his contract would expire, and then you'd get a comp pick the following year, because this is a player, if he plays exactly like he played last year, you're talking about a $6 to $7 million a year player. So we'll see there. NFL, a lot of teams stay away from those right of first refusal match situations, because there's a good chance you put the contract out there, then it's public, you didn't get them, people in house are like, oh man, that's a bummer, and that lets everybody know. It just doesn't happen a lot. It really, really doesn't. The one time was Brock Wright, the tight end for the Detroit Lions, if I remember right. They did this. Niners tried to get him. Lions matched him, and then it was like, oh, that's a big deal. But anyway, 49ers brought back Patrick Taylor Jr., special teamer that just does everything from the running back position, not great at anything, jack of all trades, back into the roster type guy. But I think that he's ahead of Isaac Grindo. And so, like, whenever I saw that move, I was like, ooh, Isaac Grindo's days continue to get numbered, because I think he will be way ahead of him in the depth chart. So the running back depth chart, in my opinion, CMC, Jordan James, Patrick Taylor Jr., then Isaac Grindo. And it's like, man, if Shanahan's going to draft another running back like he does every single year, those six picks are now down to five. And it's just like, there's rumors out there trying to bring back Brian Robinson. That makes a little bit more sense now, right? Makes a little bit more sense. Like, you run out of spots, And they brought back Garrett Wallow as well, linebacker, special teamer, provides linebacker depth. You don't want him playing linebacker, but, man, stud special teamer. And they let Kalia Davis go. He was just too inconsistent. Way too inconsistent. So I actually kind of like that move, instead of paying him, you know, another whatever, $3 to $5 million or whatever you want to say. Let's see here. Boom, 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 boom. We got some comments. Let's get to some of these, baby. I keep growing on this. Logan, Malachi Lawrence would be great in the first round. You're not wrong. 6'4", 253, 4'5", speed, unreal speed, unreal burst. And, you know, we're going through our draft book and we're working really hard on it. And I'm doing all my traits kind of like, here's just the position, right? Experience, he's a 4. He's only played 1,300 snaps. So a little below average on the experience level. Versatility, 3. I don't think this is somebody that you really kick inside on NASCAR. I don't think you play off ball. This is an edge-only guy, but speed is a 9 out of 10. Acceleration is a 10 out of 10. This dude put a better 10-yard burst, that GTFO that you always hear, you know, Kucerik talk about, better than some wide receivers. Like, and he weighs 6. He's 6'4", 250. Dude's just crazy out there. And he's a pressure guy. 7 sacks, 40 total pressures, 19% win percentage, wins 1 out of 5 pass rush. Like, that's really, really good. Josh Sweat is kind of, you know, the comp for Malachi Lawrence out of UCF. You need that speed guy. Are you going to keep Bryce Huff? I sure as hell hope they don't. Dude put together 10 straight weeks of sub-performance play. And if you need the dream team around you to be good, you're not good. And he was not good. I would much rather let him walk and pay, you know, another defensive end free agency or draft one. And drafting, the Niners love to spend on edge rushers. It's just such an expensive. You look at all these $30 and $40 million contracts going out at that position. Yeah. Strawberry. I think they go undrafted free agent for running back. That'd be great. It's not a great running back. It's really, really not a great running back class. And, you know, I'm just looking here at our draft spreadsheet, which we put out, which is incredible. And you start to look at, you know, some of these running backs. I think we have 14 gradable running backs that will get drafted, that have a draft grade. That's it, 14. Now, we did 34 running backs information because we're stupid. But, like, there are guys out there that you can go get that kind of fit this Shanahan scheme. They're out there. And so, you know, Le'Veon Moss, is he going to get picked up? Jam Miller out of Alabama. He ain't played much. He ain't played much at all. But you got some speeders. Jaden Ott, you know, he was the Cal guy that went to Oklahoma. He would be awesome. I love that dude. There's a lot of guys. You want bigger guys, New Mexico State, Kadarius Callaway. Like, there are guys. There's always undrafted free agents that are available, and I hope they do that. Right here, Joe says, you know, what round do you think the 49ers trade back? One of those fours. Trade back one of those fours. You got four of them in a span of 17 picks. Trade one of those for a fifth and a seventh. That would be ideal. Get some more dart throws. 2-6, right? Trade a fourth for 2-6, whatever else. Hey, let me give you just a, not a hypothetical off the top of the chart. So let's say the second fourth round pick, number 133 overall, it's worth 39.5 points. Okay. Let's say you trade back to the fifth round. Let's say you trade with the Houston Texans. Let's go pick 167, right? So you're falling back 30 spots. That pick's worth 24. Your pick's worth 40. So you can get Houston's. This is all hypothetical. They don't have another pick in there. Did I just pick a bad team to do this with? I think I did. But anyway, it's an additional kind of 18 points, which is equivalent to a six-round pick. So you could fall back from the fourth and get a fifth and a sixth. Like, the numbers work on the Jimmy Johnson trade chart, which, again, top-tier quarterback trades in the top half of the first round. That doesn't work. Throw this chart out the window. But for every other trade, every single GM uses it. Every single one, and it's almost always pretty close, unless somebody's desperate. So you could trade back. I'm not saying they would, but and like, I'll say this. You know, Kenyon Sadiq, the tight end out of Oregon, I think that he goes earlier. Man, part of me now is like, dude, you can't spend your first round pick on a tight end. You're still paying George Kittle, who's locked up for several more years. You just took out a 2-year deal on Jake Tonjes. You still got to pay that freaking albatross. Maybe you cut him, but you didn't cut him yet. Maybe you trade him. I don't know. But like, you're going to spend a first round pick on a tight end? The Niners are value drafters early, and the fact that they go after premium positions so that they can save money against the cap. You draft Kenyon Sadiq in the first round, you're not saving a damn penny. He's going to be making about the same amount of money as George Kittle and kind of a top five tight end. I just don't think that's even an option. And I'm not the biggest Kenyon Sadiq guy ever. Yeah, he's a workout warrior. Yeah, he's a stud. I get it. He's awesome. Any team that gets him is going to be better. He's not that good a blocker. He's not a consistent blocker. He's not a consistent route runner either. I don't see it. Now, I don't think it's going to be the Niners' problem because I think he goes top 20. But I'm sitting here saying, man, even if Kenyon Sadiq is there, dude, that is a luxury pick. How much field? What are you going to do with George Kittle once he's healthy? Like, I don't see it. That's just me. But that's okay. Disagreements are great. And dude's awesome. Yeah. I do not see it. Not even a little bit. I think you've got some positions that you kind of have to have. And yeah, tight end ain't one of them. Tight end is not one of them. Real quick, just kind of scouring the web just for some more information to see if there's anything out there that we missed. Nope, ESPN's just regurgitating garbage that's written by AI. Shocker. There we go. The Bucs are signing A'shaun Robinson, 1-year, $10 million deal. And I think that was kind of the where you were at. It's like, do you go get one of these retread guys that just got released? The Niners wanted a true pass rusher. They went and got the best one. They tried to get John Franklin Myers. They got outbid. They traded a third premium for this player. Oh, whew. Man, never a dull moment, baby. The 49ers got better, and one of the biggest issues was pass rush. We've all seen it. Pass rush, I don't want to say isn't going to be an issue anymore, but you're hoping, getting back Bosa, getting back Mikel, now having Osa out there, maybe C.J. West develops into one, maybe Alfred Collins develops into one, maybe you just go straight NASCAR, but now your NASCAR package is three defensive ends with what you have right now. You'd have, you know, Nick Bosa and Sam O outside. You kick Mikel Williams in as a defensive tackle, and you put Osa out there. Those are your four. That's your four NASCAR. That's pretty dangerous little, you know, whatever. It'd be nice to have a true speed guy off the edge. Samo's not that. He's your jack of all trades, kind of power, you know, 6'1", 270, you know, bull rush guy. You need this. You don't have a speed guy. Bryce Huff, maybe you just roll with him for one more year, but, oh, that's gross. That's gross. He has not played well enough to earn that by any stretch at all. All right. Fun times. You guys are the best. If we get some more breaking news, I'll come live, do another show. But I'm going to head over. Let's break down some OSA tape. That's going to be behind the paywall, sadly. NFL cease and desist letters, what it is. Those guys. But so if you want to watch that, just head over to the 49ersrush.com. I have to process this audio for the audio listeners, and then I'll start breaking down tape on OSA. And man, we'll have a good time. And just to wrap up the show, I'm going to say it one more time correctly. OSA Odighi Zuwa. Welcome to the faithful, man. Absolutely incredible. You are now somewhere that wants you so much they paid a third round pick. Ah, it's going to be fun. Pass rush not a problem anymore? Who knew we could say such a thing? Till next time, stay strong, faithful.